I'm sure he's a fine
moment in my career.
I'm sure he's a fine radio host. I just don't.
It has nothing to do with him at all.
What I'm saying is,
but the point is, like, why is it so? Like, people get in their own brain so much. Like, this person, right, has a website about Philadelphia sports media, right? Like, they're in their brain so much. Like,
does he work at the airport?
He does not wield the power of Boston. What was Boston Radio Watch? He does not wield the power of that. I just remember that because that guy couldn't stop telling us how we were going to get fired all the time. And but I just thought that was funny. Like, I love how they mispronounce it. And if I did know who he was, why would I pretend I didn't know who he was?
Yeah, that's a lame move.
I've known John Kincaid for 25 years.
But it doesn't make us sound super cool if we pretend we don't know somebody in Philadelphia.
I just don't get the end game. Like, why would I pretend not to know the guy's name?
I think that there's a perception that our show, of all of them, people should know by now that our brain isn't really into all that stuff.
No, I don't.
Like, if you listen to our show, we're not like, you know, we're not lodgy. It's very odd. Now, I know that there's some people, all they do is they love talking about other people in the industry and talking behind their backs and all that stuff. Like, that's kind of, we don't really pay too much attention to that stuff.
But aside from Mike and the Mad Dog, there's no, like, iconic sports talk radio show. Like, I didn't know who Eddie Andelman was before I moved here. I didn't know who Glenn Ordway was before I moved here. So, I didn't know who, except for Mike and the Mad Dog.
Who's the dude in Miami? I had heard of him. The one that you like, Neil Rogers.
Yeah, but Neil Rogers didn't talk about sports. He was just on a sports station.
Okay.
No, he just invented about
I'm trying to think, like, who was
Neil Rogers
thought of
the best.
As, like, you know, iconic.
I've no, heard... the only iconic sports talk radio, the growth of sports talk radio in the last 10 years has been huge. Before that, now I listened to it in, well like there's national people like this Fabulous Sports Babe and stuff.
She used to be simulcast.
I didn't mind her.
Yeah.
I really didn't mind the Fabulous Sports Babe.
She used to do middays up here.
There's nothing wrong with the Fabulous Sports Babe, but the...
Well, I've got a record saying I hated sports talk radio.
I listened to it a lot in Stony and Wojo.
When they asked us to do it, I was like, I turned on EEI and I'm like, dude, I don't want to do that crap.